Hi guys, so this podcast you guys are going to be studying with me. I don't know, this is just like a train of thought. I just have a disclaimer really quickly. I did try and do like a day with me on online school. That did not work out. So we're not going to be doing that. I tried it on Tuesday, and I tried it on Monday. That did not work out. So we're just going to do a study with me. I've been already studying for 30 minutes, and this is my posting day, so I had to post something. So I'm doing a study with me, so you're going to study with me. That's all I have to say. Make sure to follow or subscribe on whatever platform you are. If you want to help us this out, please do not skip the Anchor ads. That's all I have to say. And yeah. Okay, bye. Hi, it's your girl Danny, guys. I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. Okay, first of all, just ignore the background noise. That's the disclaimer. Just get that out of the way. Okay, now, I have to explain. So, we had a band assignment. We had to record a piece that we were learning in class, and I just recorded it. And it took me a while because I had to film it on my phone. I'm about to turn it in. I kind of feel like it's not gonna work, but whatever. That's all I had to say. Okay. I turned it in. Okay. The due date is on Friday, I believe. Yeah, Friday. So I'm kind of scared though. Okay. I don't know why I'm scared, but just like, ugh. I have no words for myself. I'm just like embarrassed. Okay. Anyway. We're going to close that up, and we're going to do math. We're learning orders of operations. We're just kind of like reviewing. It's nothing serious. I don't even know what we're supposed to be doing. Let's see what he says we're supposed to be. Please watch. Okay. About why do multiplication and division. Have to write instead of always doing multiplication before division. For your homework tonight, please watch this video and spend a few minutes thinking about Parker's question. If you think one of the reasons, write it down, then complete the problems. Homework PDF 7 to 9 on the first page, 1 to 10 on the second. Okay. I'm just going to do that right now. Okay. Okay, we're gonna do page 1 first. That's a good thing to start on. Okay, let's do that. I would try to keep this one silent, but it's not working. But whatever. Usually I'm not allowed to have my phone, but I'm just gonna put my phone away so that you guys don't. I don't get distracted. I'm not going to play any music. Usually I play music, but I don't want to get copyrighted. So, you know, I'm just going to do my homework now. Math. Let's do that right now. PEMDAS. And let's start. I'm just kind of looking through it to find. I'm taking a picture so I don't forget anything. I'd like to put it on my, you know, reminder list. Okay. Let's put that on. Okay, next thing. Good. Okay. Now, do you guys think I should do an ASMR? Just a train of thought. I think I might do one today. I don't know. I'm just trying to, like, you know, get everything on track. I've been thinking of doing an ASMR. I just have not been doing it because I just don't know. I don't think it's, like, anything. I don't know. I'm just too lazy to do it. I'm just gonna admit that. Yeah. Too lazy. Don't want to do it. It comes to mind a filming day, and then I don't do it. So, everyone, that's the story of my life. So, how do you guys usually study? I usually don't talk, but, I usually just mind my business and try and figure out my work. Usually, the work is not too hard. It's sixth grade, you know, kid. Math is not that hard because it's the beginning of PEMDAS. I love PEMDAS. You can literally ask my math teacher every single time he's starting a new topic. I'm like, when are we going to be doing PEMDAS? So I love PEMDAS so much. It's one of my favorite things ever because it just kind of, in math, one of my favorite things in math. It just kind of puts kinds of, is that even a word? Okay. It puts everything together and it's everything together so we can learn together. He asked us what PEMDAS was, and that's the answer I'm giving you guys right now is what I gave him. He's like, okay, but like in mathematical, like reasons, like why? So obviously no one asked me that question ever. I love PEMDAS. It's just PEMDAS. It's a lesson in life in math, like anything else. So I have to say to you, period. Crazy thing is I already wrote something down and literally I rewrote it down. That's how, like, talkative I am. And it's just so annoying. Okay. Yeah. Life is good. Life is good. Okay. What are you guys' like, study notes? Like, what would you guys like to do? Like, usually I just take... For science notes, usually I go all out and, like, do color stuff. My favorite kind of notes are doing science notes because our science teacher, like, best science teacher ever, she encourages us to, like, in the beginning of the year, we studied visual note-taking and Cornell notes, and I think that's, like, important, and I love how the school I am at right now just uses, like, computers and YouTube to show people the point of view. Usually, at my old school, they'd be like, they just use stupid textbooks and stuff like that. And I think it's important for kids today to actually experience, like, everything off of, like, not everything, but, like, stuff off of YouTube and stuff. Because in our future generations, I'm generation Gen Z, you know. Okay, what generations are there? Gen Z. Let's see. Millennium and there's Generation X. Baby boomer, silent generation. This is weird. Anyway, that's all I have to say. You know, I don't know what I'm saying, guys. Just ignore me. Just ignore me. Because I'm low-key annoying. Okay, and yeah, that's all I have to say. I say that a lot. That's all I have to say. I'm literally, what am I doing, girl? Like, I'm literally doing the answers and then I don't write them down. I don't know how I'm functioning today. Da 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 dum da dum 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 dum. I literally will kill myself because what the frick? I'm literally dumb. Okay, whatever. Whatever. Anyways, ciao. Anyways, okay. You guys know that meme? Or do you guys know that girl from that girl who says, okay, and, oh my gosh, she is amazing. Shaka, 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 boom. Baka, 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 boom. Child, anyways, okay, I need to stop. I'm literally crazy. I don't know. Anyways. Finished that section. Now, okay, word problems. If you guys know me, I hate word problems. Word problems, the worst. Who even invented word problems? Like, why is this even a thing? Like, let me know. Let me know. Okay, anyways, the student council collected 410 paper bags. Excuse me, I would never do that. Never mind. No, I'd do that if I had to. And 180 hardcover books of student council sales. How much will they? How much will the collected from? Oh, okay. So that's what they're telling us to do. Okay, let's see. Oh, they're both even. Okay, so this will be easy, I guess. Zero, 16, 3, okay, I guess that could work. It's 180 times 3, 180 times 3, 180 times 3. $5.50, so I guess this will be working for us. 2, 380 equals, I love how this is all even because we stand even numbers. I love even numbers. This is how I'd be talking about math in 2020. Okay. 30. Oh, disgusting. It's an odd number. I love even numbers. I don't know. I love even numbers. I hate odd numbers. Odd numbers are so weird. Why would anyone like odd numbers? Anyways. evens, like, 2. 2 is my favorite number. Like, no, 24 is my favorite number. I think 24 is, like, a most, like, known number just because they even created a show about it. I love 24 because 8 can go into 24, 2 can go into 24, like, we stay in 24. 24 and 12. Now, 12 and 24, they're, like, my favorite. Because, you know, my buddy 6, oh my gosh, I have no words. Okay, I'm talking about numbers like they're people, but that's what I do when I have nothing to do. Okay, anyways, if you're talking to me about numbers in quarantine, I could care less about you because I was not in the state of school. You just use, like, being in the state of school for an excuse to actually read or write or, like, actually go online and search up an article. Oh, yeah, I have a current event to do, so I have to do that. Okay. Student council treasurer uses a calculator to determine the fundraising expenses. The calculator does not use the order of operations. Set the calculator. Evaluates the operations in order they are entered. So what am I supposed to do about that? Oh, okay. To figure out the book sale total, the treasurer enters the operation below. Will the result be correct or too little or too much? Let's see
what an actual calculator would do. I think that's, like, the smartest thing to do. Like, see what an actual calculator would do. So, times 2 plus 180 times 3. And what would we get? 1,360. So, we'd get 1,360 from this. So I'm gonna write this down so that I remember. Oh, no, not plus times 3 equals 136. Okay, let's do the equations actually. Let's actually do the equations. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think I should do a movie commentary. I love movie commentaries. Like, that's what I'd be watching on my free time. Movie commentaries. Like, the best things ever. Just in case you guys were wondering, people are playing pool outside. That's why they're making so much noise. Anyways. Okay. Let's see. 180 Honestly, this is how I think of it. Honestly, orders of operations is kind of hard because you don't know where the freaking thing is going. Like, tell me where you at. Okay, I'm gonna add this up. Plus 540. Oop, and it's the same answer. Like, tell me math ain't crazy. Okay. So, now, it's the same because division is not in the problem, so it makes it less complicated. Complicated. Okay. My handwriting on this will look so bad. Anyways, we're done that one. Now, suppose the treasure enters a calculation below instead. They're doing this to us again, but they switched it around. I think it'll be the exact same thing, because it's the exact same thing. I'm just going to use the same exact answer for that one, because all they did was just switch around the numbers. And in multiplication, if you just switch out the numbers, you'll still get the same exact answer. So why would we even be doing this? And it's just addition. So you just multiply the two numbers together on both sides, bring them both together, and add them together, and booyah. No, that was something else. Okay, why would that even be a thing? Like, explain to me. Okay, anyways. We're done math. So let's mark that as done. Now I have to do Spanish, and then my current event is done. And then my current event, and then I'm done. Okay, let's find Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo está usted? Bien, ¿y tú? Igualmente. Okay, voces. Okay. I know, I'm just the cringiest person alive. Anyways, so I was like watching back on Crazy Rich Asians, because you know it'd be on the airplane for like how long? 3 years now? Ciao. Anyways, so I'd be watching Crazy Rich Asians every single time I'd be on the airplane. Like Princess Diaries and Crazy Rich Asians, I'd be watching every single time I go on the airplane. And then last year I was watching it on the airplane, and my aunt's like, oh my gosh, you're watching it again? I'm like, yeah, it's a tradition, duh. Anyways, that's all I had to say. Okay. House and Bolden's house. I'm certified free 7 days a week. Anyways, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, yes, we have to answer the freaking questions in Spanish. And this is doing on what? Friday? Ciao. Anyways, I'm just going to do what? How many questions? 6? Wow. Okay. How would you greet a friend at the Plaza de Mayo? I'd say, hola. Como? Actually, I need this. Yeah. Como? Child. Como? I don't think como needs one. Here, right? No, in the middle, and then right here. Como estás, not está, okay. Está. Every, like, whatchamacallit? Every, no, not pronoun. What are those called? Pronouns, what are those? A-E-I-O-U. Those, A. E-I-O-U words. Vowels. Those are what they're called. Oh my gosh, I'm so dumb. Vowels. I know them. It's just... ¿Cómo estás? Como estás? That's how I would greet them. A man riding in the plaza asks you, ¿Cuál es? I believe that's what is today. What's the day of the week or something? Yeah, what's the day of the week? How would you respond? Today is miraculous. Okay, I know I said it wrong. So I'd say, who is? I think. No, I didn't laugh like that. No. Okay, I have to look back on my Spanish notebook. Because I seriously did not write that down, did I? What? Did I? Oh, okay. Hoy es miraculous. I know I said it wrong. Just don't even talk to me about it. Anyways. With an E. I'm sorry if that's very annoying. E-C-O-L-S. That's what I'd say. Period. Period. The book even says period. Anyways, what will you take pictures of at the tower, the clock tower, the tower clock, the clock tower? Wait, let me search that up. The tower clock. So dumb. The tower clock. Trust me, I'm not as dumb as I am right now in real life. The tower clock. No, really. Okay, I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb. It's called the tower clock. Oh. So we have to answer in Spanish. Okay. Okay, Google Translate. Okay. I'll take a bullet for you. What? Okay. How? This, trust the process. Okay. Spanish. I need you. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating. Okay. See, I told myself I won't be singing or doing anything like this. Anyways. Come on, dance for me. I'm levitating. Oh, moonlight, starlight, I'm with you. Come on, dance for me. I'm levitating. Starlight, I need you. Come on, dance for me. I'm levitating. Anyways, now my laptop decides to heat up. Why is it taking me so long? No, okay. Anyways, una foto. I can't explain why English is so complicated. Day, what Grammarly? What you gonna tell me? Do you know the only thing I actually did for school that I can tell my mother I actually did? I downloaded Grammarly for school. She'll be like, where is all your money going? I'm like, to Grammarly. Anyways, that's all I have to say. De Toro, I don't know. Torre? Yeah, I guess. Period. Okay. I have 3 more questions left. And I've been, how long? Oh, I have 1 more minute until I have to restart. Did Anchor really FYI me? Anyways, I'll be right back because I cannot be recording for 30 minutes straight. So I'll be right back. Anyways, I'm back. Okay, that's all I have to say. You have been on vacation for so long, and your friend asks, K-D-I-S, hoy, what would you tell them? Use your information. Anyways, ciao. Let's see. What does that even mean? Oh, what's today day? What would you tell them? Use your information. I'm just going to say the exact same thing that I said on the last one. I mean, I ain't wrong, though. No one can even tell me I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. I was thinking of watching Adam Sandler movie, but then I ended up watching Crazy Rich Asians, which is also a movie I mentioned before I watched on a movie. And I'm going to... somewhere. Going on the airplane, okay? 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 Your new friend asks on for your phone number so you guys can meet later. Code to number. Okay, not gonna check. Telephone. Wait, did I say excuse me? Excuse me. I don't know if I even burped. Long. I've lost my memory, people. Now, this is how I should be doing my freaking work, but maybe too. I think I'd like to see you from your point of view. I think I just extended that. Of all my pretty, and all my love you too. I like to see you from your point of view. Anyways. Okay. Latte fachas. Boozin's house. Hey, I'm certified free. I'm 7 days a week. Wet and pull out gang week. Within this house. I'm bored in this house. I'm bored in this house. All of my pretties, all my ugly too. I like to see here from your point of view. Why? I cannot. Mi nombre, yes, people. Mi nombre. Should I actually put my phone number? I do not want my teacher to be calling me up like, what's up, Dinya? Oh, do you guys know this TikTok thingy that says, I wanna ruin our friendship. Wish you be lovers instead. I'm just gonna put dot 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 because I'm not about to be put. Oh, let's put my fake Google voice number because then she can call that one, but then she can't like actually, you know, call me. You should be lovers instead. I wanna ruin our friendship. We should be lovers instead. Not her thinking this is actually my phone number, but it's just a random person's phone number. Anyways, how would you say you'll see her later? I think I know this one. London on the first week of Spanish. Hasta mañana. I know. I'm smart, people. Hasta. I think I need a thingy. And what's the Spanish thing? The quotation thing? I don't know. Hasta mañana. Please do not think I'm stupid, even though I am. Anyways, for all of my ugly too, I like to see you from your point of view. For all of my pretty, and for all of my ugly too, I like to see you from your point of view. Anyways, guys, I think I'm done with this whole video. I'm just kidding, because why would I leave you guys hanging like that? Like, tell me. Even though I have been for the past week, let's not even talk about that. Anyways, okay. Hopefully I don't get a bad grade on this. Anyways. Okay, let me mark that as done. Let's go find a random thing, article on something, which is due tomorrow, I think. Not me trying to fail my classes. Anyways, let's see. Oh, my good grades are showing up in my binder. Let's help. Anyways, let us continue. Oh my god, why is this so freaking annoying? Why can I not find the freaking paper that has my freaking curtain wiping in it? Do not tell me I took it out. I literally want to die now. Oh, my research. My powerfulness. And tell me where this all goes to, huh? Anyways. I'm pretty sure I should be doing something about science and environment. I decided to do one on elections last time, which I was going to do on my mom or my dad or something. I don't know. You see, first week of school, our English teacher asked us to write 10 things about me as a person. And this girl went all out. I wrote about my life in Ghana, how it was, like, girl, no one wants to know about your life here. Who the frick be calling me? I'm gonna expose this person. Okay. Who is this? I don't even know who that is. By the sound of the voice, who the frick is this? And how did they even get my number? Let me block them right now. Yeah, let's block this person. Block caller. I think they actually keep on calling me. I don't know. No, that's a different person. I wanna ruin our friendship. We should be lovers instead. That's actually the first person I've blocked. This is the day to remember. Okay. No, I'm literally about to cry. That's my history binder, not my English binder. Okay, let's just find something about science and environment. Someone kill me now. Environmental science. No, not this. Who the frick is this? Environmental. Anyways. I'm literally about to die. I can't find this freaking word, so I'm literally stressing for my life. I'm just gonna spell it like I think it is. And then hope for the best. There it is. There's a word. Okay. Science. For kids. And then. Ooh. Do you know something I could do smart? I could go down to my history classroom. And, you know, I will find the thing that says current event. I'm so dumb. I've probably said this so many times in this past thing. Found it. I'm so smart. Everyone should give me a round of applause. I don't even think that made even sense. I wanna ruin our friendship. We should be lovers instead. Something positive and uplifting news. Okay, let's do that. Actually, let's find something that's interesting and just write about it. This looks like a crappy website and it's not secured. So anyways, child, these look crappy. Anyways, let's not do environmental science for kids. For kids just ruins the whole thing. Articles. Let's say articles with it. Because then I'll get so many good. Ew. Disgusting. That looked like old Google. What is wrong with me? No one should ever leave me alone. Plastics are showing up in the world's most remote places, including Mount Everest. That's cool. I should write about that. Let's actually read it first. Damn, 330 million microtons in 2020. 2020 could not get even worse. Anyways, okay. It's secured. That's all I needed to know. I wanna ruin our friendship. We should be lovers instead. Anyways, I'm pretty sure she made like an online version of this. So I'm gonna try and find it and then do it. Did she make it? And she actually made a video explanation. She's low-key funny. No, she's one of the good teachers. I'm missing this? No, I'm not. Oh, I need to mark it as done. Wait. What? What the frick is going on? Huh? Mecca, okay. Let me just turn it in because I'm just low-key confused. What the frick is going on? Okay, anyways. Trying to find them. I know it's time to go to bed. Oh. Well, I found one. I don't know why it's not working for me. I wanna ruin our friendship. We should be lovers instead. When do I have history tomorrow?
Do I even have history tomorrow? No, I don't.
Okay, so I could just, you know, ball on this. Just to do on Friday, right? Yeah. I found my article. I mean, let's save it. I don't know how to save this. You know, let's just leave it here. Anyways, guys, I think that's all I have to do for today. I'm going to go film my ASMR and then watch Crazy Rich Asians. So, bye. Hope you guys really enjoyed this video. I mean, podcasting. It's not really a study with me, but whatever. Hope you guys enjoyed it.